The Small Business Administration has less than 6 months to meet a deadline from the House Small Business Committee. Maria Contreras-Sweet is the administrator of the SBA. Here she is with Committee Chairman Steve Chabot.
I'd like your commitment to resolving the outstanding GAO recommendations by June 30th and to having our staff briefed on that progress on a monthly basis. Do I have that commitment?
I commit to you to reporting to you on a regular basis and will work with Godspeed to make your deadline.
All right. Well, we're shooting for the 30th. There's 30 things, so let's get it done.
The committee mostly focused its attention on the 69 recommendations the Government Accountability Office released back in September. SBA addressed 7 of them so far as of December, but it still has 62 left to resolve. And it still has 30 outstanding recommendations about IT security from the agency's inspector general. GAO says those recommendations are just the beginning of SBA's IT problems. The agency hasn't had a chief information officer since former CIO Renee Macklin left over the summer. Contreras-Sweet didn't give any indication that she has a candidate in mind to fill the job or when that position might get filled.
We're getting candidates. We're going to the right places to find the right people. But it's tough government-wide to attract top technology talent because of the salary structure and compensation in government compared to the private sector. But I'm determined, and I think we're going to be successful to do it.
The issue of data security was another point of interest for the committee. Contreras-Sweet insisted SBA's information systems are secure because the financial institutions that the agency shares its information with don't join the agency's systems until they can prove their data security. The administrator again with committee member Blaine Lukemeyer.
We are working toward what we call a Rev 4 level, which is the standard in government. And SBA is comfortable with the work that we're doing.
But you're not there yet. That's what you just said. You said you're working toward it, so obviously you're not there yet.
That's right. I mean, I want to be honest with you. You know, I'm here to be honest with you. And so,
should there be some concerns by our citizens in dealing with SBA about the protection of their information?
Time's expired, but go ahead and answer the question.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that, Chairman. Again, the fact that the financial institutions who review our system and audit our system are comfortable connecting gives me some solace. But I have an auditor who comes in to tell us, and they found no material weaknesses in our system. We haven't had a breach, but I have nonetheless made sure that we have processed. For example, we've moved our mainframe to modern
Madam
redundancy.
Just as a closing thought here. I appreciate what you're saying. But whenever you say that, we're doing this all according to all these protocols, and you have GAO study that says that you're way behind on getting things done with regards to their assessments of not being able to do everything, when you have standard operating procedures that are being called into question, I'm not sure that the citizens can have great faith in what you're just saying. So it certainly concerns me, but I do appreciate your willingness to work on it, and I appreciate your comments.
GAO says many of the SBA's management challenges come from the way the agency itself is organized. Bill Shear is the director of financial markets and community investment at GAO. He says the SBA is too siloed, and its individual offices don't often communicate with each other. He told the committee he's basing his observations off of interviews GAO did with employees at SBA's district offices.
You have to have more of a culture where bad news can flow to the top. I really think that the idea that over the years that there hasn't been that much focused attention on either our recommendations, or I think I can say that for the IG as well, that there has to be an ability for information to flow up and across the agency. And to some degree, if you step back from enterprise risk management, that's what part of this is. In terms of the concerns that SBA had with us interviewing, the question came up of interviewing non-management district office staff. The idea was, a concern was raised, we were giving a platform for people to complain. Now, this might just come from one or two people in SBA, but I just say, I don't get the sense that employees at SBA feel that they can offer honest feedback to their leadership.
Contreras-Sweet stood behind the culture at her agency. Here she is with committee member Carlos Curbelo.
Sometimes communication only flows from the top down. You are comfortable that at the agency right now, there's an environment in which employees from the rank and file to those in leadership positions can express their views, their frustrations, their joys with their superiors and really create that culture of information sharing that I think is essential for the competent functioning of any organization. You feel comfortable that that culture exists today. Do you think there could be improvements? Do you find any validity in the concerns expressed by the GAO with regards to communication within the SBA?
Well, if the GAO stated it, somebody must have said to him that there was a challenge. And so I have to take that seriously. There's no question about it. I have to take that seriously. Again, my my reality is that that they step forward at town halls. It's an open town hall. I take people out to lunch and say, what's going on? I walk floors and say, tell me what your day's going. You know, I get emails from people. So I feel that it's, but if the GAO is making this comment, and I'll look into it, then there must be a challenge.
Contreras-Sweet has been administrator for about 20 months now. It's one of the longest tenures by an SBA leader over the past 10 years. The agency had 8 different permanent and acting administrators since 2005, and there have been 8 different general counsels and 7 CIOs in that same time frame. The current administration will end in a year, and members wanted to know if Contreras-Sweet has a succession plan in mind.
To that extent, I want this to be an enduring legacy. So I not just meet with our political appointments, I meet with our SECs and with the program offices on a weekly basis. We're meeting with them to inculcate and to imbue the entire organization down to the bowels of the organization, the sense of priority and value system that we have. And you write it, more importantly, for institutional purposes, you put it into job descriptions and performance rewards.
The committee also wanted to know why so many people have moved in and out of leadership positions at the SBA. Contreras-Sweet herself didn't have an answer, but she said she and other appointees are often victims of the political process. In Washington, Nicola Grisco, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.